Hello, hello, hello. It's Caribou, the first ever Anansi Radio Club broadcast. We have quite a show lined up for you today for this inaugural radio episode. We have the amazing KJ Karuga on the decks from his live set at the Kalele Summit, exclusively spinning tracks from members of the collective. Today's track list includes Nabalayo, Ndugu Mbithi, Sul the Sauce Man, Coco M, and yours truly, Sanjiro. After that, we've got some updates from our man on the ground in the Soul System, Orby Og, coming at us from Shanghua in Tianqiao. Today, he'll be putting us on to the latest news around Anansi's latest invention, IDA, or the Interdimensional Ensign. On behalf of everybody in the collective, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
Yeah. Official like a plug with the birds in the safe. This that shit they never wanna play, but they gon' play. Yeah, but they gon' play. This that shit that they don't never wanna play. Yeah, check. Delusions of grandeur with visions of a Grammy. Don't remember the last words I said to my granny. Still fucking with you, give a fuck about what a doctor say. I'm proud to pay the cost to be the boss on a Saturday. Remember when the niggas stepped outside, ain't got no place to stay. Now the music where my soul reside, even every day. Music where my soul reside, yeah. Music where my soul. Trust me, got glass to keep break, give me break. Can't chase ass, got no food on your plate. Contemplate. What's really important? Is it love or your fate? Is it bitches or the paper? Get your shit straight, cuz you don't ever wanna face us. Yeah, check. You don't ever wanna face us. Yeah. Ring around the roses. We don't bitch up on the hoes as much as we used to. Niggas grown. Each one teach one. Nigga to each his own. You might live with other niggas, but you die alone. You die alone. But you die alone. You might leave with other niggas, but you die alone. Yeah, but you die alone. Live with other niggas, but you die alone. Paint a picture with these words, watch the paintbrush swerve on the page. One day gon' put my niggas on the stage. It's official like a plug with the birds in the safe. This the shit that don't never wanna play. Yeah, this the shit that don't never wanna play. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't never wanna play. Paint a picture with these words. Watch the paintbrush swerve on the page. When they gon' put my niggas on the stage. I'm official like a plug with the birds in the safe. This the shit that they don't never wanna play. They don't never wanna play that. Yeah. Paint a picture with these. Check.
They don't never wanna play, nigga. This that shit that they don't never wanna play, damn. My nigga saw. We just love to do this shit, bro. We don't even care about the money, nigga. We just do this shit cause we love to do this shit, nigga. And we gon' keep doing this shit, my nigga. Keep your head up, nigga. Keep doing your thing, my nigga. Straight off the heart, nigga. Fuck all that other shit. Yeah.
Thank you. hands in your pants and use your teeth. Why should you be on your hands and knees? Just use your teeth.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was an amazing set by KJ Karuga. He's based here in Nairobi, an amazing DJ. If you get the chance to see him, you definitely should. He plays almost every Sunday at Move. He also plays a ton with Low End Theory, and he's available. If you're trying to book him, please do. Great DJ, KJ. And now, here we are with Vorbi Og coming at us from Shanghua in Tianqiao over in the Seoul system. And so, Vorbi, thank you so much for making it today. Really appreciate it. Love having you in the collective. How are things going? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Right now, I'm doing pretty good. I'm very happy with what's been going on with the collective. We've been doing a lot more projects. We've been doing a lot more things working together. We've been doing a lot more things creating together and... just, you know, seeing more of the creative side than just the more of like the, I guess the professorial side. We've been working on that a little bit more for the past few months, but it's more been recently about creativity. It's more been about actually getting into the artistry of what more people are doing. More people are learning, like, okay, these are the things that people have been working on for the past few months. And it's just been great. It's been great, you know, seeing all of that. It's been great working together with everybody. We've had a lot of just different things that we've been working together, like a lot of different workshops, a lot of different just creative endeavors. That's just been a little, like, inspiring. And mind-opening to also the new technologies that we've been developing.
Right. And I'm so excited to jump into that, the different technologies that we've been developing. So, like, you know, this is the first Anansi Radio Club broadcast that we're putting out. So for context, for those of you at home, Anansi, the Anansi Revolutionary Collective, is a Pan-African collective of artists based all over the world, across different dimensions, across different realms. And our whole thing is like, how do we create art with each other from in these different locations? So we do that on, you know, an organizational level. Like, how do we make sure that everybody has a say in the work that we create together? How does everybody have a say in how we spend our money, you know, in this industry where we as artists are constantly getting fucked? Like, how do we make sure that everybody is able to really get paid for the work that we're doing? But also on a creative level. So like Vorby was mentioning just now, we just taught like 5 weeks of workshops around teaching people how to create music with each other from in different locations. And so like a big part of this was us teaching this technique that we use called the conflux. And so the conflux is a process of teleproduction. And so with these workshops, we were teaching different techniques. We're doing confluxes and everything. And that was all leading up to this festival that we just participated in called Kelele, which is the first music tech symposium in East Africa. And it went really, really well. We did the 5 weeks of workshops, and then we took over one of the stages for an entire day. Then we did a teleperformance using this new technology that Vorby is about to tell us about. And then we also had a Sundowner set, you know, the one that we just heard with KJ. They all happened in the span of those few weeks. But the Sundowner set, or the set that we did, the teleperformance piece, that was really, really wild because we used this new technology that we just invented in order to make it so that people could participate from, like I said, from in different dimensions. So Vorby, do you want to talk to us a little bit about Ida, our newest member, our newest invention?
So Ida, interdimensional Ansible, and basically it's, think of them as the name space. It's like portals, where we're creating portals where music can be transmitted from one person to another person. Especially in this age of streaming, where people are streaming things to a large group of people, we're streaming one to one or one to few, and we can receive these signals and send signals in real time. And we have various methods of doing this. And while, you know, if you were a part of it, you can see how everything was done, and you can see the way we developed it. They are actually just based on very simple principles. It's simple, you know, MIDI routing, audio routing, transmission, networking. It's just those simple principles of that incorporated together actually makes things a lot much more simpler into how people can create. And it does give new ways of creation. And it was challenging at first. You know, we've been actually been working on this for a while, you know, and, you know, when we first received the idea of creating these different technologies together, like any technology, you know, you go out and you look for things that other people's done, you know, you read multiple people's research. And there's tons of research out there, but it's still in the stage of how do we actually produce or collaborate together with what I have and what they have, and I don't have to do. And I can do a simple setup to somebody else, and it could seem like I'm just there.
Yeah.
You know, what if I'm in a situation where, you know, you can go and you can send things back and forth, but that's more like, that's like text messaging. And, you know, people don't even text anymore. We don't use text messaging services anymore. We use other forms of services. You know, there's like group chats where you only talk with GIFs and pictures.
And emojis, so, yeah.
You know, and people understand the whole thing. There's like deep conversations with just that, and you can understand that. So I am going through these new these new technologies. I think, you know, we're beginning to, one, troubleshoot a lot, because there's a lot of troubleshooting that goes through it. But we're also getting better at finding out how can we break this technology even further. Like, yeah, there's a limit to what we can do based on certain parameters, but we've been known to say that, okay, we can't do this. And then the next day we're like, okay, actually we figured out, like, we can make it simpler. Right, we can make it faster. We can make it easier. We can make it more understandable for people who's never thought about it to see how easy it is to not only just do it, but also just to teach somebody and to set it up.
Right.
And also the best part is that it's very low cost.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's the bigger part of what we're trying to do, is to keep that cost of collaboration low.
Right. Right. Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, I think that there's a few things that really stood out to me from what you're saying, right? Like, on one hand, I really love the way that you talked about it in the beginning of, like, we've had teleperformance for a while, for a long time, you know, but traditionally it's been the sort of thing where it's a broadcast format. It's like one to many, like using Twitch or using a live stream or something. And what we've created here with the IDA is a way for people to really, you know, use this faster than light communication in order to play together, right? Like, as a band, you know, something that was really crazy to me during the performance itself was, like, you know, so right now I'm stationed here in Nairobi, but I came from Seoul, you know, and you're still in Seoul, you're still on Tianqiao, and we were able to perform together in real time to such a degree where people wouldn't, you know, people weren't clocking the fact that you're performing from a completely different dimension, right? It's like you would expect for the latency to be so much higher for somebody who's, like, literally traveling in between realms, in between realities, and you're still able to get that sound to reach us that quickly, you know? And so I think that that's something too that really struck me about this performance is, like, yeah, we have been working on this for a really long time, like you said, you know. But at the same time, in the grand scheme of things, it's really not too long. Like, I remember the first time that I was able to communicate with A9C388, who was based on Cache while I was in Meta, was during the Great Glitch. Or I guess here in this reality, they call it the Great Pause, right? Or COVID.
Yeah.
And so, like, during that that great pause period, it's like that's when we first started, like, sending material back and forth to each other, but that was still, like, quite broadcasty. So in the course of just, like, a few, you know, millicycles or whatever, teracycles, we've been able to go from, you know, one-way communication to now we're having, like, a conversation musically in real time, and that's, like, insane to me.
We are creating some spaces where people are joining in on doing things.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going to be, that's what we're striving to get to, is creating together and getting together to do something. It's more interactive. And I think with technology evolving, we need to build society to become more interactive.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. Yeah, I mean, thank you so much for talking with me today. I'm super excited for us to have this platform with the Anansi Radio Club. Shout out Oroko Live. Yeah, I can't wait to keep making music with you, you know, across these dimensions, across these realms. Thank you for talking to us about IDA today. Looking forward to more.
No problem. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to seeing what else we can make.
Amazing. Me too.